We placed our bags on the bed. The room was like every other B&B I'd ever been in. A large brown wardrobe like my grandmother's. A matching dressing table. A sink near the window. A chair next to it and a double bed. Some prints of local sights adding a little warmth. She was hungry, so we walked across to the chippy. We stood outside watching the dark water of the Derwent rush by. We kissed for the first time since meeting in the pub. Her lips tasted of vinegar and cod roe and were soft from the greasy chips. Her eyes deep and dark and watery like the river beneath our feet. Watching her unpack and fold away the few clothes from her case, then brush her teeth and place the toothbrush in the glass on the sink. The bathroom was down the hall, so she left me, smoking a cigarette by the open window. The street was still busy, people rushing for last orders in the pubs or to join the queue for the chip shop. She came back to the room, already changed into her pyjamas, wearing a towel in bathrobe I'd seen her mother in last Sunday when I picked her up, and a pair of pink slippers similar to my mum's. I took out the book and the bottle of vodka from my case, leaving the socks and underpants where they were. I offered her a drink. She said she'd already brushed her teeth. I pulled back the bed sheets. She started to cry. I told her to be okay. I'd done this before. Her tears grew louder. I sat her down on the bed. Let's just hold each other. Are you sure you don't want to drink? She was asleep. I picked up my book, but I knew the light would wake her. I smoked another cigarette by the window. The street was almost empty. Someone was singing, a woman's laughter encouraging the tuneless song. The only other sound was the river and its endless rush through the rocks. I woke in the chair, almost dawn, and crept into bed beside her. Downstairs for breakfast, sausage, bacon and eggs. She had beans, I had tomatoes, a rack of toast and coffee. We walked along the river, up to the high tor, found a quiet spot to lie down on the grass. We made love and lay there all afternoon, watching the clouds float by. Back in Nottingham, I took her home from the station. Her mother was out of the door to meet us as we walked up the path. Her slap deflated the punch her father wanted to give me. They'd been around to her friends, knew everything. We sat in the kitchen, her and her mum, crying and shouting. Her dad waiting for me to open my mouth so he could shut it. I told her to come with me, we could get a flat. It was impossible to see her after that. She never answered the phone. I waited every morning at the bus stop at the end of her road. She called me later, the end of the summer. She was sorry I shouldn't call again. They'd convinced her I had nothing. She shouldn't just throw her life away. I said I'd wait. She said there'd be others. But she didn't know. I hadn't done it before, that day, on the grass up on the high tall.